What's up, homies?
I'm Demetra.
And this is Bemetra.
Welcome to Corporate Homie. This is a podcast where we give advice to professional women and minorities
on their careers, lifestyle, and all topics related to being successful in corporate America.
So if you're a lawyer, a banker, CPA, or just have a regular 9-to-5 grind,
or aspire to have one,
this podcast is for you. Wow, first episode of Corporate Homie.
Woo woo.
You kill me with the woo.
Woo woo.
You need to stop doing that. That's not really that cool. It's just not.
This isn't about the cool. This is for the homies.
It is for the homies, but I'm like super, super excited about us being in a podcast and finally getting off the ground so that we can share our vision of Corporate Homie with all of the homies that are on the grind.
I know. I'm a little low-key excited myself.
Right. So we always get asked, you know, what is Corporate Homie? Why did you create Corporate Homie? All that stuff. But we're going to get into all of that. But before we get there, we should probably tell them a little bit about ourselves, don't you think?
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, we're kind of a little low-key famous already.
You low-key famous?
Okay. Real low-key.
Like real low-key. Right. So I'm Demetra, and that's D like Delta, and I am a corporate lawyer. I work in what people call big law, or what some would call big law. Everything's relative. Some people might say it's little law, but I'm a lawyer. I am a partner in the law firm. I've been practicing law for about 16 years and came up in the ranks. So that means that I went from law school, clerked for a federal judge, which is like...
That sounds important.
It does sound important. It didn't really feel that important when I did it, but it does sound great. It's more like being a resident when you're a doctor. And then I left there and went straight into the law firm and have been in the law firm setting ever since. So I was an associate and then made partner, which is not very common for women of color in big law firms.
Awesome. Well, I am Bemetra, and yes, our names rhyme because I am Demetra's identical twin sister.
It is her greatest pleasure.
Our names rhyme. Hence, we're twins. We were born in the 70s. Back then, people thought you could not be twins without having rhyming names.
Or at least that's what our mama thought.
Correct. We're from Memphis. Don't judge us. I have been in this corporate struggle for about 19 years.
The corporate struggle. And you will find that Bemetra always finds a way to work Memphis into a conversation. I don't know how she does that.
The struggle is real.
And how do you work Memphis in?
Because it's important. It's the home of Al Green, Maurice White. I could go on, but I won't. Okay, so back to me. Working in financial services for about 13 years since I finished business school at Wake Forest. Go Deeks. Been working in various capacities within financial services, small business banking, middle market banking, leading teams in those segments. Currently, I'm working in wealth management. Really excited about the work that I'm doing now. Very passionate about it. I'm having an opportunity to work with people and families who've worked really hard over generations to accumulate what some would call wealth. And I am helping them with those dollars from a tax perspective, a legal perspective, but most importantly, from a legacy perspective. And hopefully Corporate Homie will start to work on some legacy perspective for the homies.
I'd be excited if I worked with rich people too. So people ask us all the time, like, how did we come up with the name Corporate Homie? Some people feel like it's too casual. It's too ethnic. But that was actually
That's code for black.
Yeah, but ethnic is code for black. It can be. Or non-white. So anyway, when we came up with the name, it's meant to be like that. It's meant to spark conversation. But when you think, like, what is a corporate homie or why we created it, it's super simple. We wanted a platform where we could talk about what it was like to be people of color and women in a world and an environment where almost everyone is white and male.
And so what we found is, like, most people who have had any kind of degree of success in corporate America is because somebody was looking out for them. Somebody was explaining things to them behind the scenes. And so the idea of Corporate Homie is if you had friends or besties or
a homie
at work, then this is the type of information and dialogue and things that they would give you.
Right. So when you don't have somebody at your actual job that's in your organization that's coming in and closing the door and giving you the lowdown of what's really going down. That's what Corporate Homie is for. I think you'll find that all women and people of color who sort of make it up the corporate ladder find that they have to be not only smart and do good work, but they tend to be tough and full of energy and, more important, innovative. And so over the years with Bimitra and I having achieved some success in corporate America, we often have people coming to us, asking us for advice or wanting us to share what we've learned. And so we thought, well, why keep doing that on a one-off basis? Why not create a platform where we could share it on a bigger scale?
And then what we also found is it really didn't matter when we were hanging out with our sorority sisters or our former teammates from college or our friends or fellow coworkers, whether they were white women or black men or basically anybody other than a non-white male. It did not matter if they worked at a law firm or CPA firm. They just had a 9-to-5. Everyone had the same challenges, the same struggles, and the same frustrations. And even when you got to a certain level of success, new challenges and frustrations began to surface. And so we're hoping that not only will this be a platform of information, but it'll also be a community to get support.
That's right. It's a place for you to interact with the other homies and find out what's going on with them or tell us things that are happening and so that we can share. So when we say the platform right now includes a blog, it includes, you know, a Facebook page, and then it also will include these podcasts. And then we have recently, which I was so excited about, had our first corporate homie chat. And that is That's where we do an actual live chat about a specific topic. It's usually in line with whatever we're talking about on the blog or on the podcast, and then you can actually interact with us in a live format. We usually do that on Periscope or Facebook Live. So the real question is, and B's going, she's better at this than me, but she'll tell you like why you need Corporate Homie. And I always say is everybody says they want to be a boss, but most of us actually just have a boss.
Right. And I think, why do you need Corporate Homie? Hopefully we'll be able to, because everybody has had a moment, a time, a promotion they didn't get, a big project that they weren't chosen to be on, a relocation, or whatever your next big move is that didn't happen for you and it happened for someone else. And what we found is, and we found this personally, we found this with our friends and our acquaintances and our network, is that you were probably doing something subtle, subliminally, that you don't realize that you're doing, that's hurting you, that's slowing your career down, or worse, is making it a career limiting move and preventing you from getting promoted. And so hopefully this will be, you know, on everything from what time to get to a meeting, where to sit in that meeting.
Because that's when, important.
Where when you to take vacation. What is casual Fridays? You know, all these various things that are subtle that no one teaches you. They're not in a textbook. They're not at a conference. Why do you need Corporate Homie? If you're interested in getting promoted or advancing your career and you work in corporate America, Corporate Homie is for you.
Yeah. And so it's not just about the CLMs or the career limited moves, but it's also sometimes you're trying to figure out how to break into the social network of your organization. So like, I remember when I first started and I was a summer associate, and I'm about to tell my age when I say this, but I remember coming to work the next morning, all of the other summer associates had gone to watch the season finale or of Melrose Place or 90210 or something like that. And I was the only one who wasn't invited over to the associate's house to watch it. And I remember being really perplexed by it. One of the things I think that you'll find that we teach you is how to have some delicate ways of putting the question out there so that you are making the majority answer some things for you and make them a little bit uncomfortable about the fact that they're excluding you. But I just ask, why didn't I get invited? And then I remember the woman said to me, she said, I didn't think you watched that show. And I said to her, why not?
Right. And I think also, to be able to do it, maneuver, and still be true to yourself and not have your own personal voice and your own value system compromised as you move through this process.
Right. So that is something that Bimitra and I are super passionate about, is for Corporate Homie to help you either start or continue to be your authentic self, to learn to tell your truths in the corporate environment, and that you don't have to be someone else to do that. And so, you know, one of the things I always think about that is B and I, we are golfers and we play golf. We are weekend hackers. Like, don't get it twisted. We are not good at golf. I'd say all the time that golf is an unrequited love. Like, I love it. It just doesn't always love me back. And so I often have women especially ask me if they should play golf because they've heard all of these stories about business deals being done on the golf course. And so they're like, yo, should I be playing golf? And you know what I always ask them?
Do you like golf?
Do you like golf? Do you want to play golf? Because quiet as it's kept, golf takes like 4 hours. Like, it is not cute. It is cute, but it's a long time. It's a huge investment.
It's a commitment.
It's a commitment. And so you shouldn't really be spending 4 hours with doing something that you actually don't like.
Fundamentally don't enjoy.
Yeah. And then, or doing it with people. And Demetra actually had to tell me this once, like, why do you keep playing with so-and-so? Like, every time you play with them, you don't have a good time. Why are you doing that? Like, that's a long time to spend with people that you don't actually want to spend time with. And so that is one of the real ways that we think corporate homing also comes out and is helpful. Another thing that I think about when I think of corporate homing, I think about, you know, how you deal with those difficult moments when people don't accept you or embrace you in your role. Like, they seem surprised that you're in your role.
Why? Is if somebody had a lapse in judgment and accidentally promoted you or put you in charge of a project or let you take lead on something.
Yeah, like that just recently came out. I mean, it's been all over Facebook and social media about Dr. Tamika Cross as the story is told. And certainly I only know it from the media reports, so I don't, you know, declare to have all the facts. But as I understand it, she was on a flight. She being Tamika Cross, a medical doctor, there was someone who had a medical issue. The flight attendants were frantic. They were asking, is there a doctor on the plane? Please help us. She's like, why, yes, I am. I'm a doctor. And then the flight attendant was like, not having it. So let's take a listen to the clip.
Delta staff refused to believe a black woman was really a doctor. A young black female doctor's Facebook post detailing an alleged case of discrimination during a mid-flight medical emergency is setting social media on fire this week. Tamika Cross claims she was flying to Houston from Detroit via Minneapolis aboard a Delta Airlines flight when an old man sitting 2 rows in front of her became unresponsive. Initially thought by airline staff to be a night terror, the man became unresponsive again and staff asked for help. That's when Tamika volunteered to help, but was told by the airline attendant that she needed an actual physician. That same Delta attendant reportedly probed her for info, asking her for credentials, about her background, what she was doing in Detroit, all while a medical emergency was going on. But everything was cool when some white dude claiming to be a doctor showed up and helped the old guy. Well, it was cool for everyone except Tamika. She was naturally pissed, and when the attendant asked for some advice later, Tamika says she still helped them out. Afterward, Tamika writes that the airline staff did apologize and tried to offer her free sky miles. Delta has since responded to the news by saying discrimination is unacceptable and they're investigating what went down.
My favorite is she said, we need to see your medical credentials, whatever that may be. I don't know what that would look like. I don't know if that's a pocket size business card version of your medical degree or you're passing the boards, but it boggled her mind that a young black female could be a medical physician. I mean, it literally boggles my mind.
Who could you be? How could you be the doctor, right? Like, how could you be the doctor?
All jokes aside, somebody is up there really needing medical attention, and this flight attendant is keeping them from getting it. And I think that everybody who works in corporate America has had their Tamika Cross moment.
Well, and then further with the Tamika Cross moment, as the story is told, there's a white man who, while the flight attendant is bum rushing and hazing Dr. Cross and is like, yo, where's your black bag? Do you have a pocket sized version of your medical license with you? A white man comes up and says, I'm a doctor. And they're like, great, write this
way. Outstanding. This way, sir.
This is over here where you help us. Did not ask him for the credentials and just went ahead. I think all of us have those stories. I know that I certainly have walked into a deposition and people thought I couldn't be the lawyer. I had to be the court reporter. And then if I say I'm not the court reporter, them looking and being completely
confused. Well, what is it that you could be doing here?
What could you be doing here today? say if you're not going to be taking the stenography? And so I don't think those experiences are unique to me. I don't think they're unique to Bemitra. I don't think they're unique to Dr. Cross. And I think that sometimes it is unfortunate for people, and people struggle with understanding that even now in 2016, these things still happen. And so that is why we think Corporate Homie has a need. And we will tell you about how we've dealt with those challenges and give you tips on how you can deal with those challenges. I think you'll find that part of what helps with that is just understanding that that is the gig, that that is a part of your experience, so that it won't beat you down. I mean, I think that I feel extremely positive about my career. I very much enjoyed being a lawyer. I'm very excited about where it could go.
I think also if you're listening to that and you think that's not happening at my organization, you know, my organization doesn't care about your age. They don't care about your gender. They don't care about your ethnicity. All you just need to do is work hard and be good at your job, and good things are going to happen. I'm going to say you are incorrect. Every single organization, and you're not getting promoted. There's some white guy right now playing golf with your boss, and you don't know it. Or drinking scotch with your boss right now.
Or he and his wife are having dinner with his boss and his wife. That you are missing it.
You're missing it because working hard and having the proper education and having a good skill set is incredibly important, but it is the equivalent of a green fee on a golf course. True. It is not going to help you play well. You might as well be, or if you want to use any other sports analogy, you still have to have other things that go well for you. And so you've got to swing your clubs right. You got to bring your own tees. You got to bring your own balls. And then you got to hope that it doesn't rain and the wind isn't going. And then it's you swing them properly. And so corporate America, every single organization, I don't care where you work, it has politics. So you're either participating in that or you're not. But even by not participating, you're participating. You're just hurting yourself.
Right. I mean, yeah, I tell people that all the time. If you don't know what the politics are, you are failing at them. If you don't know what the structure is, you are missing it, because there is a culture. And everyone uses that word, and I almost am hesitant to use that, but there is a culture, and it is real, and it is why B calls it the corporate struggle. And it is why lots of people get out of corporate America. So everybody that you see around here talking about, I'm the boss, some of them are the boss because they failed at this. Now, some people have a desire to be entrepreneurs. I mean, and certainly there is credence to that, but some people just didn't actually figure it out. And because they didn't figure it out, they just took themselves
out.
Right. They took themselves out the equation. That's right. And so we look forward to sharing all of this with you. We will talk about various topics over our platform.
Right. And so that's going to, like we talked about earlier, that's going to look like a blog, a podcast, Periscope, what have you. We're looking forward to getting to know each of you and having a chance to connect with you in the various cities. We'll be having, you know, live in-person events as well across the footprint.
Yeah, some of the things that we hope to cover and we know that we'll be covering in the near future is like productivity, how to interact with your colleagues, how to get yourself motivated, how to map out a plan and strategy,
how to manage up the food chain, how to get the most out of your teammates at work, how to manage family stress, business travel.
Right, because we know, you know, there's all kind of stress just comes from you being the first person to work in corporate America, or the first lawyer, or the first doctor, and that has its own issues, and we hope to address all of that. But for now, we're just grateful that you tuned in for our very first podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to find us on social media, first of all, the first place to find us is on our website. That is corporatehomie.com. That's Homie, H-O-M-I-E. If you have any questions or topics you would like to see discussed, feel free to reach out to us at questions@corporatehomie.com. And then Corporate Homie is on all of the social media platforms. We have the same name everywhere because we think consistency is best. So we are Corporate Homie. That's H-O-M-I-E. And we are on LinkedIn. We're on Facebook. We have a YouTube channel now. We're on Instagram as well as Twitter and Periscope. Until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
Get you a twin. Get you another homie.